education in the 21st century is an ever-evolving universe. Students are now offered more opportunities to explore their own interests rather than be pushed to jump through a hoop. And my education is no exception. My name is Sawyer Loftus, and I'm a senior at Colchester High School. This podcast is the culmination of a semester's worth of work exploring a topic that I've been passionate about from a young age, the War of the Rebellion, aka the Civil War. Before we get too deep into the Civil War, I should probably explain my project a little more. Every senior at Colchester High School has to take this class called Senior Seminar, or as my friends often refer to it, a waste of my time. Senior Sem is a semester class that is designed to teach students to be productive and responsible members of their society through civics. We learn about the laws of the United States, the structure of the government, and research skills that will last a lifetime. After you get through the first few boring weeks of class, the real fun begins. Well, I mean, unless you're not a nerd like me, who absolutely loves research. Basically, after a few weeks of introductory work, we get to dive into the community-based action research project. The school administration describes the project as,
"The community-based action research project is a chance for students to explore an issue they're sincerely interested in, strengthen their academic, social, and life skills by engaging in their community, and hopefully drive their learning with the support of the teachers. We want students to demonstrate how they've grown or made a difference, and most importantly, reflect on their learning and share their accomplishments with their classmates, their parents, and our school community."
Sounds like real exhilarating stuff. When it's finally time to start the project, the senior SEM teacher of your section, for me, it's Mrs. Brady, plops down a giant packet called the Action Research Project Handbook. The book is basically your lifeline and calendar for this part of the course. At first, the project can seem really daunting. How am I supposed to do an in-depth research project the last semester of my senior year? For some, this is a challenge, but I saw this as an opportunity to really sink my teeth into something I actually wanted to. For this project, I could do whatever topic I wanted, as long as it relates to some sort of legislation. For me, the choice was kind of easy. I've always had a keen interest in the Civil War. When I was little, my papa, who you'll get to meet later, and I would go to different Civil War battlefields or read about the Civil War together. So I did a quick Google search and found this new project called the Vermont and the Civil War Heritage Trail. As soon as I clicked on the first link, I realized I had entered a rabbit hole of history that intertwined with current events and my own personal history. In order to simplify, my project focuses on the creation of the Heritage Trail in Vermont and how historic preservation works. My project is split into three main areas: the actual history of Vermont and the Civil War, how historic preservation works, and physical artifacts that relate to Vermont's role in the Civil War. Along the way, I have stumbled into some pretty interesting stories that I will also share. So if you're not a fan of history and haven't already shut off my annoying voice, I suggest you do so now, as I'm about to really get into the dense history of Vermont and the Civil War.